A king walks into the most powerful city on earth and does not burn it. No massacre, no temples looted, no gods smashed. In 539 BCE, Cyrus the Great entered Babylon, and the ancient world had never seen anything quite like it. That single act rewrote the rules of conquest. Cyrus II, founder of the Achaemenid Persian Empire, ruled from approximately 559 to 530 BCE. His power base began in Anshan, a region in southwestern Iran. From that relatively modest starting point, he built one of the largest empires the ancient world had ever produced. John, the story of how he did it, is more surprising than most people expect. The Iranian plateau itself shaped the people who would eventually dominate it. Think of the plateau as a natural crucible, ringed by mountain ranges, cut by salt deserts, demanding toughness from anyone who wanted to survive on it. The early Persian communities who settled in regions like Anshan developed a resilience that translated directly into military and political capability. Cyrus first demonstrated that capability by overthrowing Astyages, the last major ruler of the Median Empire. That victory was decisive. It transformed Cyrus from a regional Persian ruler into the leader of a major Iranian imperial power. He then pushed west, conquering Lydia in western Anatolia and bringing the wealthy kingdom of Croesus under Persian control. Persian authority now reached the Aegean-facing edges of the known world. The momentum was extraordinary. Now, the key idea behind Cyrus's genius was not just military force. It was what he did after the fighting stopped. When he captured Babylon in 539 BCE, he did not impose Persian gods or Persian customs on the population. He did the opposite. The Cyrus Cylinder, a clay object excavated at Babylon in 1879, during work sponsored by the British Museum, records his conquest in Babylonian cuneiform. It presents Cyrus as a legitimate king, chosen by the Babylonian god Marduk. That framing was deliberate. Cyrus used Babylonian royal and religious language to position his rule as a restoration of proper order, not foreign occupation. The cylinder states that he restored cult images and returned them to their home sanctuaries. It records support for displaced populations returning to their homelands. Specialists are careful to note that the cylinder is a royal foundation inscription shaped by Mesopotamian political conventions, not a modern human rights charter, despite that popular reputation. The cylinder is also incomplete, but what survives reveals a ruler who understood that legitimacy was more durable than terror. Remember, this approach was a system, not just a gesture. Cyrus combined military conquest with the deliberate adoption of local political, religious, and administrative traditions wherever he expanded. That strategy required infrastructure to hold together. The Achaemenid Empire developed administrative units called satrapies, regional governorships that allowed diverse populations to be governed without being homogenized. The royal road connected distant parts of the empire, enabling communication and control across vast distances. Pasargadae, established in the Persian homeland, served as an important royal center and anchored the dynasty's identity. The tomb traditionally identified as Cyrus's still stands there. His empire drew on Persian, Babylonian, Greek, and biblical traditions simultaneously, and those sources do not always agree on the details of his reign. That diversity of testimony is itself evidence of how wide his reach extended. Cyrus died in 530 BCE, though the precise circumstances remain debated. The takeaway, John, is this. Cyrus the Great did not simply conquer territory. He engineered a model of governance built on religious tolerance and administrative decentralization, and that model proved durable enough to influence empires for millennia after his death. Alexander the Great, who would eventually dismantle the Achaemenid dynasty, reportedly wept at Cyrus's tomb and ordered it restored. Even a conqueror recognized the blueprint he was following. The Achaemenid Empire under Cyrus was not just a military achievement. It was a political idea that a ruler could hold together vastly different peoples, not through erasure, but through accommodation. That idea, born on the Iranian plateau in the 6th century BCE, echoes through every multicultural state that came after it.